We're in a holding pattern right now.
Oh, I'm excited for baseball this year.
What? Oh.
I think last year, because this was the start of, you know, we don't say the word anymore.
The C word?
Yeah.
Wearing my hoodie today.
Yeah, this was like the start of it. So you were waiting for baseball because that was kind of the start of, hey, we got sports coming back and this and that. And now it's like, all right, maybe this is part of the normal. There's going to be fans in the stands. And
Rudy Gobert had to go lick a microphone and screw up everything for
now
all
get
of us.
Back to it.
And Torkelson for the Tigers. Spence. What is his nickname? Torque.
I guess.
What a beast. You're grabbing some of the audio from BP from yesterday. Him just swinging out of his earth when he hits, man. He hits bombs. Check these out. Just the noise from spring training. Oh, God.
He is smashing that ball.
You hit like that, right?
When you were playing? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You yacked him?
Yep, that's why I'm in radio.
Anyway, I don't know, did we put that up or just no?
I'll get it.
Don't worry about it. No, you can find it. Just Google it. Gorilla hitting baseball.
Yeah, he was smoking it, man. His swing, he looks good.
So is this one of those, the great debate about rookie contracts? You bring him up, then he's on the clock, and then you got to pay him more.
Right.
So do you hold him down? You got to let him play this year. What else do you have going on?
I mean, especially with the team that you have. You're not going to do much this year.
Let him play.
Let him play.
Let the kid play. Let him go out there and rake, man.
You definitely want the limited amount of fans that you can have come to games. Right. And right now, who are you going to see? Miggy?
Yeah, he's in shape. He lost weight. Stop it. Don't judge.
Miggy lost weight. Oh, no, I'm not.
For the fourth year in a row.
No, I'm saying I'll go watch Miggy, but that's really all you got to watch this year, right?
The guy that plays second. Remember him? The dude at second.
I guess he got a new coach.
Yeah, it's true. Banging a barrel, maybe give some signs.
Yeah, I know why he came here, because he really loved all the bucket guys that sit out front of the
oh my God,
Comerica.
Curveball, slider, curveball, slider, 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 curveball, 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 curveball. Get it, Torkelson.
Yep.
Yeah. It's the guy who hits 220 with two bombs who's standing there watching BP going, yep.
Oh, yeah. Better coach than a player.
Yep. That's a good swing. Nice feed. Thanks for the feedback.
Yep.
Get her done.
That's
it. Is Larry the cable guy our hitting coach this year?
Yep.
I want you to get out there, train out, and hit that ball and hit a swinging ball. And yep. Yep. Come on, Tigers. Hit the ball there. Yep. Yep.
Okay, sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX.
Big Jim's house.
What did you do to get out of a day of work? Think about that.
This is so stupid.
We have an amazing story, which I don't feel too bad about. I was 14. No, I was younger than that. And I got upset because I just got a brand new pair of Adidas sweats. Like Run DMC had.
Okay.
And I had to mow the lawn, and I didn't want to because I had my sweats and I wanted to go show them to my friends at the basketball court. So I actually left in the middle of mowing the lawn.
Just took off?
Yeah, I went to the basketball court, and then when I went down there, I told my dad that my friend was sick, Ryan, so I could make sure he was okay. Dad didn't buy it.
Oh, no, what a lie.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I left the lawnmower running, sitting in the middle of the lawn. I don't know what the hell possessed me, man. I'm like, I'm going to go show off
my sweats
right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm leaving. He thought I'd run away or something had happened to me.
Well, yeah.
There I was
in
the basketball court.
Showing other dudes your sweatpants.
My Adidas. Dumbass.
Or you turn around. Check out the back.
Oh, I did. They were blue and white. Magical. Anyway, 625. Okay. This guy's what, 19 years old?
19.
Brandon. He faked his own kidnapping. Now, text us. The keyword is...
fake.
When you see the video, holy shnikes, man. Here they are talking about it.
He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. After we showed him all the information, he informed us that he at first stuffed a bandana in his mouth, and afterwards he took off his own belt and bound his hands, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road where somebody could see him and waited. He admitted that he fabricated the story because he didn't want to go to work.
Okay, you got the visual? So 248-398-9279. The keyword again is
fake.
All right. You're going to fake your own kidnapping to get out of day of work. We cannot find out where he works. That's been bugging us.
I know, trying to find out where. I've been trying to, but I can't.
Where is this kid trying to duck out of?
I mean, I guess if you're the company, you don't really want your name getting out there, because I don't want to go work for them if a kid's trying to kidnap himself to get out of a day.
Now, help me with something, though. No, he's claiming he got kidnapped. And you tie your hands up and put yourself by the road. I get all... Not that I get it, but I understand his thought process. At what point did he think sticking a banana in his mouth was part of the plan?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not... Reggie Hammond wouldn't fall for the banana in the mouth trick. You see what I'm saying? That's like, I got to get out of work, but I'm going to fake my own kidnapping. I'm going to tie myself up. Oh. He looks, and you'll see it again.
I was wondering what you said. That he said banana. I thought he said bandana.
No, banana in the tailpipe tray. Reggie Hammond, Beverly Hills Cop.
I thought this guy you're talking
about. No, it's the wrong character. Axel Foley. Sorry, Reggie Hammond's from 48 Hours. Sorry, Axel Foley. Okay, got it. Axel Foley wouldn't fall for that.
Banana, I just wanted, I mean, it's pretty impressive. He was able to tie his own hands behind his own back with a... I'm like, who? How did he do that?
I don't know. With a banana in his mouth again. He put the banana... And the fact that he had the sequencing down. The first thing you got to remember, if you're going to try this today, you got to stick the banana in your mouth first, then tie your hand. How do you do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
That's it? Okay.
And then scoot out so somebody see. There was one person from his town going... It had everybody on high alert. No, everybody was scared to go out of their house when we first heard this. And
the banana kidnapper's on the loose. I'm going to keep the banana, and I'm here to kidnap you. I don't know. Wow. What has he been charged with? He admitted he lied. No, as far as we know. But we also told them that they hit him on the head and then knocked him unconscious. Again, it's the banana. I keep going back to the banana.
I mean, poor guy, just wanted a day off.
Okay.
I'm sick, my car broke down too many times.
Do you want tomorrow off?
Dude, I got to kidnap myself.
If you can simulate this, you can take tomorrow
off.
There
is no chance I'm tying my own hands behind my back. There's no chance I can do that.
We have the video of you falling on your face over the weekend, so yeah, that keyword fake. Come on, it would be easy. Put a banana in your mouth and then tie your hands behind your back.
Put a banana in your mouth and you tie your hands in back.
That's the creepiest kid song ever. What the hell was that? Keyword fake. Oh, my God. Yeah, don't ever sing that song again.
No?
No, yeah. No. Don't sing that. Yeah, Disney Plus would put a warning on that song, man.
Banana in your mouth and you take your hands in back.
Nope.
And you scoot out in the street.
No, that doesn't make it any better either. That made it worse. All right, keyword fake. It's 6:29 at Big Jim's house here. Reeling in the Year is coming up quickly, thank God. 6:45. Ooh, here's a good one for you.
Big Jim's house.
What's the dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school? Let me see, Jim. Imagining my pencil was a rocket ship launching during a boring lecture. Teacher threw a piece of chalk at me, hitting me in the head. Great simulation of the JFK assassination. Wow. Jeez. Wow. All right. 248-398-WCSX. Okay, the one from Maria, this is the one I'm still trying to contemplating here. One of my classmates in junior high got suspended for lighting a kid's pants on fire.
Yeah. Well,
they were a liar. You have to set their pants on fire. It's in the thing. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. 248-398-9279. I was insane. I never got in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, in high school? We moved one of the trailers like two blocks up the street as a senior prank. We thought that was funny. The principal did not.
No.
Yeah. When they came in, one of the trailers was parked in an open field. What about you?
I'm thinking high school, I was actually better.
It's this school, so it could be any school.
Yeah,
any
middle school. Oh, this was in art class. I spent a whole hour of a class just coloring a pencil onto a piece of computer paper, blank paper. You know, so I got a ton of lead on there.
Yes.
And then went up to this kid and smacked him in the face with it. He had lead all over his face.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This was the same kid. He was real little. We put him in a locker, stuff like that. But, I mean, we weren't mean to. We were buddies with him. But, but yeah.
Way to qualify that. We're buddies.
That was bad because they just, I don't know, thought he was going to get poisoned or
lead
something.
Lead poisoning?
Yeah, I slapped him hard, too. Mm-hmm. He had ink or... just pencil all over his face. That was one of the good ones in middle school.
Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. The thread, by the way, is on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Amy in South Line. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school.
Well, I wrote a note and a teacher walked up to me and says, "What are you doing there, Miss Amy?" And I said, "Nothing." And he's like, "Can I have that note?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell no." So I ripped it up and put it in my mouth and chewed it all up. And then I spit it as he ends.
Always. You got to eat the note. You never hand it over. You never hand it over. Thank you, Amy. Have a good morning.
Yes.
All right. There she goes. Bye. Appreciate you listening. There she goes. She ate the note. Yeah, we got a beep button. We're fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We dumped her out there. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Want to try one more here after the last one?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
John, Lake Orion. Okay, dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school.
Dumbest thing I ever got in trouble for in school was rolling a joint in the John. I was at Detroit Lutheran High West, and I was a junior in high school. Rolling a joint in the John, the guy looked up and said, "Oh, I think we're in trouble," and the principal's standing right there.
Oh, no. Did you offer him some?
Yeah.
No, but my dad was a pastor, too, so I got in big trouble.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you kind of buried the lead there, John. Pastor's son. All the pastor's kids were the craziest ones
yeah,
in school,
were,
man.
Yep.
John, you have a great day. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
All right, thank you, Harry. You guys rock.
Thank you, man. There he goes. My buddy, not a school thing. He was a pastor's son. He got busted by his dad. He came into church one day, and John decided to see what it was like to tap dance on the altar.
Oh, that's
Big Jim's house.
Funny, let me see. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. 248-398-WCSX, our house phone. I saw this on Twitter a couple days ago, and I put it on our Facebook page last night. We've been some great responses. Okay, like Lynn, for example, on Facebook, talking in the lunchroom when there was a no-talk day. I never understood why. Did you ever have a no-talk day?
No.
That was a thing?
Well, definitely not at lunch. Lunch was like the place where they're like, get it all out. I don't remember a no-talk day.
No-talk day. Al smoking weed in the lunchroom. Okay. Well, he wasn't talking.
Yeah.
So at least he's
not talking,
there.
At least.
Yeah, doing that one. So using sign language to talk during detention. Smart, Sarah.
That's a good one.
Smart. Well played. Text messages coming in as well.
Yeah, we got one from Kim who says, "I was in elementary school chewing gum in class. The teacher hated it and gave me the death stare. Told me to put the gum on my nose."
What? What? Well played. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number here, the house phone. Steve, you got one for us, man?
Back in ninth grade, the football team grabbed one of the coaches' VW bug, put it up on the porch behind the junior high.
You moved his car.
Yeah, put it up on the porch.
What was the punishment?
Oh, we had to do so many laps, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, it was bad. We ran until a lot of us puked.
Steve, you have a great day, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Right. Later, man. Good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Good morning, Jim. It's Joe, man. How are you doing?
Good, Joe.
The craziest thing I ever got in trouble for was making a pizza at home ec class.
What do you mean you made a pizza?
They forced us to take home ec as a credit back in the early 70s.
Okay.
So our group got together and made a pizza. And knowing that all the teachers would be there to sample on the goods, we made it with hot sauce.
Okay, so all right. So you spiked the pizza in home ec. Okay, yeah. Well played.
We got all kinds of trouble. They made us eat the other half.
All right, Joe, you have a good day, man. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, you too, guys.
All right,
rock on, man.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. You got in trouble for stealing food in school.
Yeah, Flamin' Hot Cheetos came out, and they're the huge rage. So me and my buddy bought all of them out of the vending machine. And just put them in our locker so we could have them. And they broke into our locker, took them all back, put them back into the vending machines, and then didn't give us our money back. They said we weren't allowed to do that.
They never gave you your money back?
We were taking them from the other kids, yeah.
Because you were hoarding Flaming Hot Cheetos?
I guess so.
Okay, that makes no sense. There's got to be more to the story you're not telling us.
I mean, I think that guy always had it out for us. Okay. Assistant principal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then on Saturdays when you guys would have to go to detention and he'd come in there and don't mess with the bully, you get the horns. And then, remember that? Yeah. No, wait, that's Breakfast Club. So is that why you hoard Flaming Hot Cheetos now?
Yeah, now I'm thinking of this guy.
Great. Oh, good.
Big Jim's House.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only, new customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. We could do a whole show just on stuff you did in middle school, apparently. Holy crap.
This is fun, man. I'm remembering stuff.
I know. Okay, do you have Christine's text?
Yeah, I got it right here.
This is a boss move. Check this out.
Yeah, Christine said a friend of mine in eighth grade got in trouble for talking on the first day of class, and the teacher sent her into the hallway. The next day, the teacher told us all to sit in the same seats we sat in the first day. So my friend got up and walked out. The teacher asked her where she was going. She said, I sat in the hallway yesterday. Everybody laughed. She got suspended.
She got suspended.
For that? Come on.
You're a boss. You're a boss. You're a boss. What a boss move. Wow.
Hey, you told me to stay where you... I mean, she wasn't wrong.
That's a walk-off. You flip the bat and just, like, suspend me. Ann, you got one?
I do. When I was in the Catholic school in the third grade, I borrowed my girlfriend's eraser off of her desk, and the nun duct taped my hands to my desk.
You know what? I never went to a Catholic school, but there was one up the street, and I was horrified by it. I was just scared because you heard all the stories. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. They were ruthless.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, do you still look at duct tape the same way, or do you get like a little twinge in your right eye when you see it?
No, but if I see a nun, I do get a little nervous these days.
I don't blame you. Yeah. Don't call them penguins. They hate that. All right.
And yeah, I know.
And you have a great day. Nice to know you're listening, too.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Paul, what you got for us, bud?
My name is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, suspension for dumping a bunch of cologne in the library. They had to shut down the library for a week to clean it.
What kind of cologne did you dump in there?
I think it was or something. They were going to send me home for wearing too much cologne. I was like, you want to see too much cologne? I dumped it in the library in the principal's office. The principal went home with... I got 2 weeks for that.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. You're leading in the clubhouse right now, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, man. One more here, line six here. Tony, what'd you get in trouble for?
Yeah, I got in trouble in second grade. I found my dad's pornographic naked women playing cards, and I took them into school to show all the boys. And when I was showing them, principal walked in because we were in there for a long time and busted us red-handed. Threw them in the garbage can. Didn't work. He got them. Called my mom and dad. Big, big trouble.
Second grade you were doing this, though.
Yeah.
Tony, good to know you're out there, bud. Yeah. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Awesome. Bye-bye.
Second grade?
I knew there was something good.
Can I read I got to read the 6161. Let me see. Walked into class in high school. Teacher told me I was tardy. I said back to her, I don't feel tardy. I got detention. Isn't it? That's hot for teachers from Van Halen, isn't it? I don't feel dirty. Yeah. Beginning of it. Oh, my God. We got so many calls and text messages coming in here. You got the one from the 313 about the German?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I took a German class in high school, and the teacher asked if anyone knew any German. And I responded with all of the German words I heard my whole life. His mom is German. To find out, they were all bad words. Got sent to the principal's office and then sent home.
He didn't know. That's not... You can't, come on. Just join us. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. There's a thread on Twitter is where it started. We put it up on our Facebook page. Another one from the 313. I gave a box of condoms to a third grader. Said they were balloons. Next day, there were condoms hanging from the monkey bars. Interesting gym class out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 727. More calls, more text messages, and more stories from Ryan, the felon in middle school.
Felon.
Big Jim's house.
We're in a holding pattern right now.
Oh, I'm excited for baseball this year.
What? Oh.
I think last year, because this was the start of, you know, we don't say the word anymore.
The C word?
Yeah.
We're in a hoodie today.
Yeah, this was like the start of it. So you were waiting for baseball because that was kind of the start of, hey, we got sports coming back and this and that. And now it's like, all right, maybe this is part of the normal. There's going to be fans in the stands. And
Rudy Gobert had to go lick a microphone and screw up everything for
now
all
get
of us.
Back to it.
And Torkelson for the Tigers. Spence. What is his nickname? Torque.
I guess.
What a beast. You're grabbing some of the audio from BP from yesterday. Him just swinging out of his earth when he hits, man. He hits bombs. Check these out. Just the noise from spring training. Oh, God.
He is smashing that ball.
You hit like that, right?
When you were playing? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You yacked him?
Yep, that's why I'm in radio.
Anyway, I don't know, did we put that up or just no?
I'll get it.
Don't worry about it. No, you can find it. Just Google it. Gorilla hitting baseball.
Yeah, he was smoking it, man. His swing, he looks good.
So is this one of those, the great debate about rookie contracts? You bring him up, then he's on the clock, and then you got to pay him more.
Right.
So do you hold him down? You got to let him play this year. What else do you have going on?
I mean, especially with the team that you have. You're not going to do much this year.
Let him play.
Let him play.
Let the kid play. Let him go out there and rake, man.
You definitely want the limited amount of fans that you can have come to games. Right. And right now, who are you going to see? Miggy?
Yeah, he's in shape. He lost weight. Stop it. Don't judge.
Miggy lost weight. Oh, no, I'm not.
For the fourth year in a row.
No, I'm saying I'll go watch Miggy, but that's really all you got to watch this year, right?
The guy that plays second. Remember him? The dude at second.
I guess he got a new coach.
Yeah, it's true. Banging a barrel, maybe give some signs.
Yeah, I know why he came here, because he really loved all the bucket guys that sit out front of the
oh my God,
Comerica.
Curveball, slider, curveball, slider, 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 curveball, 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 curveball. Get it, Torkelson.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the guy who hits 220 with two bombs who's standing there watching BP going, yep.
Oh, yeah. Better coach than a player.
Yep. That's a good swing. Nice feed. Thanks for the feedback.
Yep.
Get her done.
That's
it. Is Larry the cable guy our hitting coach this year?
Yep.
I want you to get out there, train out, and hit that ball and hit a swing already. Yep. Yep. Come on, Tigers. Hit the ball there. Yep. Yep.
Okay, sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX.
Big Jim's house.
What did you do to get out of a day of work? Think about that.
This is so stupid.
We have an amazing story, which I don't feel too bad about. I was 14. No, I was younger than that. And I got upset because I just got a brand new pair of Adidas sweats, like Run DMC had.
Okay.
And I had to mow the lawn, and I didn't want to because I had my sweats and I wanted to go show them to my friends at the basketball court. So I actually left in the middle of mowing the lawn.
Just took off?
Yeah, I went to the basketball court, and then when I went down there, I told my dad that my friend was sick, Ryan, so I could make sure he was okay. Dad didn't buy it.
Oh, no, what a lie.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I left the lawnmower running, sitting in the middle of the lawn. I don't know what the hell possessed me, man. I'm like, I'm going to go show off
my sweats
right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm leaving. He thought I'd run away or something had happened to me.
Well, yeah,
there I was
in
the basketball court.
Showing other dudes your sweatpants.
My Adidas. Dumbass.
Or you turn around. Check out the back.
Oh, I did. They were blue and white. Magical. Anyway, 625. Okay. This guy's what, 19 years old?
19.
Brandon. He faked his own kidnapping. Now, text us. The keyword is...
fake.
When you see the video... holy shnikes, man. Here they are talking about it.
He informed us that he was hit in the head and stuffed in a car in front of his home. After we showed him all the information, he informed us that he at first stuffed a bandana in his mouth, and afterwards he took off his own belt and bound his hands, laid on the ground and scooted out near the side of the road where somebody could see him and waited. He admitted that he fabricated the story because he didn't want to go to work.
Okay, you got the visual? So 248-398-9279. The keyword again is
fake.
All right. You're going to fake your own kidnapping to get out of day of work. We cannot find out where he works. That's been bugging us.
I've been trying to, but I can't.
Where is this kid trying to duck out of?
I mean, I guess if you're the company, you don't really want your name getting out there, because I don't want to go work for them if a kid's trying to kidnap himself to get out of a day.
Now, help me with something, though. No, he's claiming he got kidnapped. And you tie your hands up and put yourself by the road. I get all... Not that I get it, but I understand his thought process. At what point did he think sticking a banana in his mouth was part of the plan?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not... Reggie Hammond wouldn't fall for the banana in the mouth trick. You see what I'm saying? That's like, I got to get out of work, but I'm going to fake my own kidnapping. I'm going to tie myself up. Oh. He looks, and you'll see it again.
I was wondering what you said. That he said banana. I thought he said bandana.
No, banana in the tailpipe tray. Reggie Hammond, Beverly Hills Cop.
I thought this guy you're talking
about. No, it's the wrong character. Axel Foley. Sorry, Reggie Hammond's from 48 Hours. Sorry, Axel Foley. Okay, got it. Axel Foley wouldn't fall for that.
Banana, I just wanted, I mean, it's pretty impressive. He was able to tie his own hands behind his own back with a... I'm like, who? How did he do that?
I don't know. With a banana in his mouth again. He put the banana... And the fact that he had the sequencing down. The first thing you got to remember, if you're going to try this today, you got to stick the banana in your mouth first, then tie your hand. How do you do that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
That's it? Okay.
And then scoot out so somebody see. There was one person from his town going... It had everybody on high alert. No, everybody was scared to go out of their house when we first heard this. And
the banana kidnapper's on the loose. I'm the Chiquita banana, and I'm here to kidnap you. I don't know. Wow. What has he been charged with? He admitted he lied. No, as far as we know. We also told them that they hit him on the head and then knocked him unconscious. Again, it's the banana. I keep going back to the banana.
I mean, poor guy. Just wanted a day off.
Okay.
Use the I'm sick. My car broke down too many times.
Do you want tomorrow off?
Dude, I got to kidnap myself.
If you can simulate this, you can take tomorrow
off.
There
is no chance I'm tying my own hands behind my back. There's no chance I can do that.
We have the video of you falling on your face over the weekend. So, yeah that keyword fake. Come on, it would be easy. Put a banana in your mouth and then tie your hands behind your back.
Put a banana in your mouth, then you tie your hands in the back.
That's the creepiest kid song ever. What the hell was that? Keyword fake. Oh, my God. Yeah, don't ever sing that song again.
No?
No, yeah. No. Don't sing that. Yeah, Disney Plus would put a warning on that song, man.
Banana in your mouth, then you take your hands in back.
Nope.
And you scoot out in the street.
No, that doesn't make it any better either. That made it worse. All right, keyword fake. It's 6:29 at Big Jim's house here. Reeling in the Year is coming up quickly, thank God. 6:45. Ooh, here's a good one for you.
Big Jim's house.
What's the dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school? Let me see, Jim. Imagining my pencil was a rocket ship launching during a boring lecture. Teacher threw a piece of chalk at me, hitting me in the head. Great simulation of the JFK assassination.
Wow. Jeez. Wow.
All right. 248-398-WCSX. Okay, the one from Maria, this is the one I'm still trying to contemplating here. One of my classmates in junior high got suspended for lighting a kid's pants on fire.
Yeah.
Well, they were a liar. You have to set their pants on fire. It's in the thing. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. 248-398-9279. I was insane. I never got in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, in high school? We moved one of the trailers like two blocks up the street as a senior prank. We thought that was funny. The principal did not.
No.
Yeah. When they came in, one of the trailers was parked in an open field. What about you?
I'm thinking high school, I was actually better.
It's a school, so it could be any school.
Yeah,
any
middle school. Oh, this was in art class. I spent a whole hour of a class just coloring a pencil onto a piece of computer paper, blank paper. You know, so I got a ton of lead on there.
Yes.
And then went up to this kid and smacked him in the face with it. He had lead all over his face.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This was the same kid. He was real little. We put him in a locker, stuff like that. But, I mean, we weren't mean to. We were buddies with him. But, but yeah.
Way to qualify that. We're buddies.
That was bad because they just, I don't know, thought he was going to get poisoned or something.
Lead poisoning?
Yeah, I slapped him hard, too. Mm-hmm. He had ink or just pencil all over his face. That was one of the good ones in middle school.
Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. The thread, by the way, is on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. Amy in South Line. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school.
Well, I wrote a note and a teacher walked up to me and says, "What are you doing there, Miss Amy?" And I said, "Nothing." And he's like, "Can I have that note?" And I'm like, "Oh, hell no." So I ripped it up and put it in my mouth and chewed it all up. And then I spit it at the end.
Always. You got to eat the note. You never hand it over. You never hand it over. Thank you, Amy. Have a good morning.
Yes.
All right. There she goes. Appreciate you listening. There she goes. She ate the note. Yeah, we got a beep button. We're fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We dumped her out there. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Want to try one more here after the last one?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
John, Lake Orion. Okay, dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school.
Dumbest thing I ever got in trouble for in school was rolling a joint in the John. I was at Detroit Lutheran High West, and I was a junior in high school. Rolling a joint in the John, the guy looked up and said, "Oh, I think we're in trouble," and the principal's standing right there.
Oh, no. Did you offer him some?
Yeah.
No, but my dad was a pastor, too, so I got in big trouble.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you kind of buried the lead there, John. Pastor's son. All the pastor's kids were the craziest ones in school, man. Yep. John, you have a great day. Appreciate you listening, buddy.
All right, thank you, Harry. You guys rock.
Thank you, man. There he goes. My buddy, not a school thing. He was a pastor's son. He got busted by his dad. He came into church one day, and John decided to see what it was like to tap dance on the altar.
Oh, that's
Big Jim's house.
Funny. Let me see. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. 248-398-WCSX, our house phone. I saw this on Twitter a couple days ago, and I put it on our Facebook page last night. We've been some great responses. Okay, like Lynn, for example, on Facebook, talking in the lunchroom when there was a no-talk day. I never understood why. Did you ever have a no-talk day?
No.
That was a thing?
Well, definitely not at lunch. Lunch was like the place where they're like, get it all out. I don't remember a no-talk day.
No-talk day. Al smoking weed in the lunchroom. Okay. Well, he wasn't talking.
Yeah.
So at least he's
not talking,
there.
At least.
Yeah, doing that one. So using sign language to talk during detention. Smart, Sarah.
That's a good one.
Smart. Well played. Text messages coming in as well.
Yeah, we got one from Kim who says, "I was in elementary school chewing gum in class. The teacher hated it and gave me the death stare. Told me to put the gum on my nose."
What? What? Well played. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number here, the house phone. Steve, you got one for us, man?
Back in ninth grade, the football team grabbed the one of the coaches' VW bug, put it up on the porch behind the junior high.
You moved his car.
Yeah, we put it up on the porch.
What was the punishment?
Oh, we had to do so many laps, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah, it was bad. We ran until a lot of us puked.
Steve, you have a great day, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Right. Later, man. Good morning, Big Jim's house. Who's this?
Good morning, Jim. It's Joe, man. How are you doing?
Good, Joe.
The craziest thing I ever got in trouble for was making a pizza at home ec class.
What do you mean you made a pizza?
They forced us to take home ec as a credit back in the early 70s.
Okay.
So our group got together and made a pizza. And knowing that all the teachers would be there to sample on the goods, we made it with hot sauce.
Okay, so all right. So you spiked the pizza in home ec. Okay, yeah. Well played.
We got all kinds of trouble. They made us eat the other half.
All right, Joe, you have a good day, man. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, you too, guys.
All right,
rock on, man.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. You got in trouble for stealing food in school.
Yeah, Flamin' Hot Cheetos came out, and they're the huge rage. So me and my buddy bought all of them out of the vending machine. And just put them in our locker so we could have them. And they broke into our locker, took them all back, put them back into the vending machines, and then didn't give us our money back. They said we weren't allowed to do that.
They never gave you your money back?
We were taking them from the other kids, yeah.
Because you were hoarding Flaming Hot Cheetos?
I guess so.
Okay, that makes no sense. There's got to be more to the story you're not telling us.
I mean, I think that guy always had it out for us. Okay. Assistant principal.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then on Saturdays when you guys would have to go to detention and he'd come in there and don't mess with the bully, you get the horns. And then... Remember that? Yeah. No, wait, that's Breakfast Club. So is that why you hoard Flaming Hot Cheetos now?
Yeah, now I'm thinking of this guy.
Great. Oh, good.
Big Jim's House.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving new players the chance to cash $100. Just bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code CSX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 800-270-7117. 21 and older, Michigan only, new customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. We could do a whole show just on stuff you did in middle school, apparently. Holy crap.
Yeah, this is fun, man. I'm remembering stuff.
I know. Okay, do you have Christine's text?
Yeah, I got it right here.
This is a boss move. Check this out.
Yeah, Christine said a friend of mine in eighth grade got in trouble for talking on the first day of class, and the teacher sent her into the hallway. The next day, the teacher told us all to sit in the same seats we sat in the first day. So my friend got up and walked out. The teacher asked her where she was going. She said, I sat in the hallway yesterday. Everybody laughed. She got suspended.
She got suspended.
For that? Come on.
You're a boss. You're a boss. You're a boss. What a boss move. Wow.
Hey, you told me to stay where you... I mean, she wasn't wrong.
That's a walk-off. You flip the bat and just, like, suspend me. Ann, you got one?
I do. When I was in the Catholic school in the third grade, I borrowed my girlfriend's eraser off of her desk, and the nun duct taped my hands to my desk.
You know what? I never went to a Catholic school, but there was one up the street, and I was horrified by it. I was just scared because you heard all the stories. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. They were ruthless.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. All right. Well, do you still look at duct tape the same way, or do you get like a little twinge in your right eye when you see it?
No, but if I see a nun, I do get a little nervous these days.
I don't blame you. Yeah. Don't call them penguins. They hate that. All right.
And I know.
And you have a great day. Nice to know you're listening, too.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Paul, what you got for us, bud?
My name is Paul.
Hi, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, suspension for dumping a bunch of cologne in the library. They had to shut down the library for a week to clean it.
What kind of cologne did you dump in there?
I think it was for something. They were going to send me home for wearing too much cologne. I was like, you want to see too much cologne? I dumped it in the library in the principal's office. The principal went home with... I got 2 weeks for that.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. You're leading in the clubhouse right now, Paul. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, man. One more here, line six here. Tony, what'd you get in trouble for?
Yeah, I got in trouble in second grade. I found my dad's pornographic naked women playing cards, and I took them into school to show all the boys. And when I was showing them, principal walked in because we were in there for a long time and busted us red-handed. Threw them in the garbage can. Didn't work. He got them. Called my mom and dad. Big, big trouble.
Second grade you were doing this, though.
Yeah.
Tony, good to know you're out there, bud. Yeah. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Awesome. Bye-bye.
Second grade?
I knew there was something good.
Can I read the... I got to read the 6161. Let me see. Walked into class in high school. Teacher told me I was tardy. I said back to her, I don't feel tardy. I got detention. Isn't it? That's hot for teachers from Van Halen, isn't it? I don't feel dirty. The beginning of it. Oh, my God. We got so many calls and text messages coming in here. You got the one from the 313 about the German?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I took a German class in high school, and the teacher asked if anyone knew any German. And I responded with all of the German words I heard my whole life. His mom is German. To find out, they were all bad words. Got sent to the principal's office and then sent home.
He didn't know. That's not... You can't... Come on. Just join us. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. There's a thread on Twitter is where it started. We put it up on our Facebook page. Another one from the 313. I gave a box of condoms to a third grader. Said they were balloons. Next day, there were condoms hanging from the monkey bars. Interesting gym class out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 727. More calls, more text messages, and more stories from Ryan, the felon, in middle school.
Felon.
Big Jim's house. Big Jim's house.
Oh, this is getting good. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. We put it on our Facebook page last night, Big Jim's House on WCSX. I saw this on Twitter, and great comments, but you guys are just owning it this morning. What is the dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school? House phone is always open. Jack doing a great job this morning. Appreciate you, brother. 248-398-9279. All right. All right, Cindy, you're live. Watch the language, because you're going to get all fired up when you tell this story, aren't you?
I am. My blood's boiling already.
Okay, so now dumbest... go ahead.
The dumbest thing I ever did in school is I was a cheerleader, and I got in a fight with the cheerleader from the opposing team during halftime.
School spirit!
I got suspended for the rest of the year. It was really dumb.
So what is school here in Detroit? Can we say the school?
It was in Monroe.
Okay. Okay.
And... Yeah, she was flirting with my boyfriend during halftime.
Okay, that's what we were wondering about. Did you know they were a flirty thing before this, or was she doing this just to get a rise out of you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I had no idea who she was.
And it worked?
It worked for me.
And what a treat for all the guys, because I know when I was in high school, it was like, oh, that cheerleader and that cheerleader, please fight.
Ryan! Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. Working with a 12-year-old this morning, or a 16-year-old. No, we get it. Did you win the fight?
I would say it was probably even. It got broken up.
Okay. Now take some deep cleansing breaths and have a good day at work, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Appreciate you listening, too. You be well.
Absolutely.
There she goes. All right. Just mark Cindy Badass right there so we know that number next time.
That was great.
Look at you. Did you guys wrestle?
I mean, come on.
That's so shallow. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
Tony,
I don't
Goddard.
Believe that anymore.
But you did then.
Yes, you know.
Okay, moving forward, before I get you in trouble with your wife, dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. Kirk and Taylor, we love you. If this is true, this is the most insane story ever. You ready? You got it?
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay, go.
I got it here. In middle school... We were being tested for swimming. My buddy Gary hated swimming, so he bought 100 bullhead fish and dumped them into the pool. It worked. No pool test for the day. Gary got a week of suspension and had to clean the pool out and help the maintenance guy clean the pool the rest of the semester.
Come on.
So you bought fish. Gosh, that's a
lot of work
into that. Yeah.
Come on. You guys, do you believe that? I believe Kirk. If he texts in, we're going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Would love to see some photos of that. Let me see. Greg, good morning. Good morning, buddy. You got one for us?
What's up, Big Jim? How you doing?
We're good, man.
When I was a senior in high school, I tried to replicate a prank that was done the year before with some BBs and golf balls and marbles thrown on the basketball court during the game. They got away with it the year before. I got caught.
Oh, no.
Well, I dumped them, and fortunately for me, the game was at a pause. So I ran out. I had my buddy waiting in the subdivision next to me because there's a little causeway you could run. I'm a big guy, so, you know, it took a while. I was able to get to the car. He had it pointed into the subdivision and not running. So I jump in the car, and a line of basketball players come in front of my car, start beating on my car. My buddy turned the car around, backed over a bush. They broke out my mother's side window, and it just got worse from there.
Hey, Greg, two things. Yeah. Dumb move with the marbles, but more importantly, worst getaway driver ever.
Yeah.
Awful. That's
awful. We'd have got away with it if he'd have had the car pointed out of the subdivision and running.
If he was in Baby Driver, that movie would have lasted 3 minutes, and they'd have hit a wall. Man, unbelievable, Greg. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Huggy Bear.
What is up,
Huggy Bear?
Hey, buddy. It's been a while. How you doing?
Wonderful, man. You got a story for us?
Yeah, I was going to school. I was going to the school called Bishop Borges on the west side. I had I have four as the signature, one of the nuns' signature on a hall pass. And man, I think I got like suspended for a whole week just for doing that.
Why are you messing with a nun, Huggy Bear? You don't do that. You don't cross them.
I wasn't trying to do anything. Just go get on the people mover downtown. That's all I was trying to do. And it was the dumbest decision I could have made. Yeah, I didn't even do anything.
I just wanted to ride the people mover.
You just wanted to ride the people mover.
Just wanted to ride the people mover. Made a fake note and I got suspended for 2 weeks. It was crazy.
Well, you're smarter now than you were then, right?
A lot smarter. Okay. A lot smarter. I'll never do that again.
All right. Huggy Bear, you're awesome, man. It's good to hear from you.
Big Jim's house.
I did not expect this to go this way this morning. I saw this and put it up on our Facebook page last night. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. Wow. You guys, amazing this morning. House phone is always open, 248-398-9279. That's the same number used to text. I would encourage you to go check out the thread on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House on WCSX. So many to call through. I want to read the 2481. My younger brother was in class in middle school. He was turned around talking to his friend. The teacher taps him on his shoulder and said, "We aren't talking in class." My brother turns to her and said, "You may not be, but I am." Turned around and began talking again, sent to the principal's office. Like a boss.
Yeah, teachers love that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Teacher's best friend. What was the one about French? There's so many. I apologize. I'm throwing curveballs at you.
In middle school, I asked my history teacher if French toast was from France. Her response was to point to the door and say, "Get out."
So stupid.
Nope. Just like, you can totally see that.
Oh, my God.
We've had a couple foreign language ones. The person who, they said, "Tell us all the words you know in German."
Well, there's something about that, because for a whole year of German in 10th grade, I had sat next to the teacher's desk. My desk was next to hers. So there's something to go with languages, man. Probably the requirement that you have to take them, even though some people why the hell do I got to do this?
So the story, in case you missed it, though, the person, they said, "You know any words in German?" So the person blurred out all the German words they knew from their mom, which just happened to be all profanity. Yeah, every curse word in German.
Put my mom in detention, dude. Yeah. It's not Grounded my fault.
All right. Hold on. Jack's waving at us here. Is that line four? Shane and Ipsy, you got one for us?
I was calling to let you know that I was back in sixth grade, and I decided to cheat on a test, which I knew was wrong, but I did it anyway. I was caught by the teacher at the time, and I was sent down to the principal's office either that day or maybe the day after. And the punishment that I received was I got swatted in the butt with a big paddle by the principal, and then I was given a one-day suspension, and I had to come in on a Saturday, and I was forced to sit up in the attic of the school.
Wait, what? They put you in the attic?
I didn't even know schools had attics.
It did have space. It wasn't exactly like a house attic, but it still was very uncomfortable.
So, Shane, what was it like at Stephen King High? Yeah. My God, you and Carrie sat up in there? Who put you in the attic? What the hell is that?
Exactly. Of course, okay. I was in sixth grade. I wasn't going to second guess what was happening, so wow. I just did it anyway.
Okay. That's freaky. Shane, appreciate you sharing that story as we bring up those wonderful memories for you.
Yes, exactly. I appreciate it.
Buddy. Hey, nice to know you're out there. We appreciate you listening, bud.
Yep. All right, good guys. Take care. Thanks.
All right. I just noticed another call coming in. We should get to our buddy in Lake Orion in a minute here.
Big Jim's house.
Great calls this morning, man. Dumbest thing you got in trouble for in school. Started as a little conversation on our Facebook page last night and just took off. Poor Ryan over here trying to keep tabs on the text messages. How's that working out for you?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot.
And Jack working the house phones, 248-398-9279. I like Henry. They kept giving me detentions for not going to detention. Any other ones there that jump out at you? Well, there one from Lori, but that was a long one. You got that one?
Yeah, I can condense it a little bit here, too. So she said, in high school, I was trying to give the guy in front of me a hot seat. So putting the lighter on his pants, you
we
know?
Did that. Yeah,
fire
absolutely.
Up his pants a little bit. After about 30 seconds or so, I noticed he wasn't feeling it, so I stopped because the lighter was getting my hand hot.
Okay.
But once I shut the lighter off, he jumped up and his pants were smoking. I had burned a hole through his pants, but the reason he didn't feel it right away was because I was holding the flame to his pocket, so it had a little bit of extra fabric to go through.
Okay.
I totally busted myself because I started laughing so hard I fell off the floor. I ended up getting suspended for 3 days and had to buy the guy a pair of new jeans.
You can't laugh at your own prank there. Come on, Lori. Bob, go ahead, man.
Literally the name M80, dropped it in the toilet, flushed it, and it blew out the pipes in the bathroom.
Okay, you are the first person to call about that this morning. We were kind of, that seems to be standard fare, right? Someone did that in every school.
Yeah, and I mean, I got suspended for a week, and my mom and dad had to pay a huge bill.
Really?
Oh, God, to get it all repaired.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So people are trying to understand how much damage did it do to the toilet?
It shattered the bottom of the toilet and blew out the wall where the pipes were.
Okay. So it's kind of like when Ryan goes to White Castle. Same thing. Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, I was not a happy camper for a while.
Man. Wow. All right, buddy. You be good, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thanks, bud. There he goes. Dan the man. Wait a minute. It says arson here. What did you get in trouble for?
Well, a buddy of mine and me, we were going to pull a fire alarm at school. We thought we can't have a fire alarm without a fire. So we started a fire in a locker, pulled the fire alarm, and then put the fire out. Now, that was a good day.
You don't get the whole pull the fire alarm thing. You guys really didn't understand that at the time, did you, Dan?
No, we just wanted to, we wanted out of school for a little bit.
Big Jim's house.
We've had people suggest Tony Paco's and Toledo and Clyde's in the upper peninsula. Let's go over the Mac.
Yeah.
It's a quick drive. We could shoot up there in 6 hours, be back. We could do it. Hell, I drove to Minnesota for a beer once. We could make this. So, keyword is
trip.
Yeah. You want to see all the videos from the first 6 weeks. Ganella's the big sandwich. Bodie's for the corned beef in Plymouth.
Yeah.
Pretty magical. You can't pick a favorite, can you?
No, had Daly's in Livonia there, the old school car hop.
And Gabriel's for the cheesesteak was fantastic. We did that one. London Fish and Chips, you're looking for a place to go during Lent. In Clinton Township, go in there, say hi to Bill. He won't say hi to you at first, and then he'll warm up slowly. He's a total character. Great joints like that. But, and we were at Polish Village last week.
Yes.
Where are we going this week? Jason Carr, who I have not heard from in a day or so. I don't know what's going on with him. Over Channel 4, he's all hot and bothered to get us to go to Carnival Market in Pontiac. It's on Walton.
Yeah.
Mexican restaurant / grocery store. Now, they have tripe soup. We could have some of that tomorrow.
You can have some of that.
Come on. You've already had duck blood soup. By the way, if you have a suggestion, 248-398-9279.
Yeah, this is different. This is a whole nother level. Just the look of it, and
we don't even know what it is. It's just tripe.
I'm good.
Hold on, Jim. Oh, Jim's got to ask. Jim, what is tripe?
Yeah, you're talking about tripe on the radio here.
Yeah,
it is beef stomach.
So,
I've had it before.
Okay, beef stomach. Well, it's like a hot dog then. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, right?
No. It's beef stomach. It's not made into a hot dog.
Okay, thank you, Jim. See you go.
Yeah, cool.
It'll be fun.
You can try it. I'll get the other stuff.
God, he's so moody about these food things. You got to try a little bit. You had the duck blood soup. So anyway, if we do Carnival Market, suggestions, but other ideas, 248-398-WCSX. You really don't want to do this.
Jason Carr said they got a great burrito. I want to get a burrito and try it.
Try burritos.
Yeah, gross. No.
No?
Brains is what it looks like when you Google pictures of it. It looks like brains are like a horrible used, like, 40-year-old sponge.
40-year-old sponge soup doesn't sound... I think I'd rather have tripe than 40-year-old sponge soup. Hold on. Leslie, you got a place for us?
Yes, I have Tiffany's on the River. It's in New Boston. I'm here in River Drive.
Yeah?
They have a breakfast burrito that is like 5 pounds. It's got meat, all the meats in it, the ham, sausage, bacon, all in there with the eggs and everything else. It is really good.
So now, wait a minute. What's Tiffany's on the River?
Yes.
And we just asked for the big-ass breakfast burrito.
Yeah, the breakfast burrito.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. We'll have to go look that one up there. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening, too.
Yes, thank you.
All right, bye, Leslie.
Bye.
Oh, that sounds good.
I can go for that.
Okay. Oh, with some tripe in that? That'd be magical.
No.
Magical. You still... Boy. See, now, what Ryan's doing is he's caught himself, because normally he'll cross his arms.
Yeah.
When he's and you're consciously aware
I'm
of
like
that
Ricky
now.
Bobby. I don't know. What do I do with my hands?
So you put your hands down there. Is Tammy? Okay. Tammy, you got one for us? Good food recommendation?
Yeah. This is Tommy.
Tommy. Sorry about that, brother. Go ahead.
Crazy Gringo. There's three locations. St. Clair Shores, Clinton Township, and the Guardian Village.
What's the name of it again?
Crazy Gringo Mexican Cantina.
Good stuff?
Very good. Three restaurants, four trucks. They're doing a great job.
All right, man. We got that, man. Love the food. Right. We got to do a food truck tour one week, man. Thank you, buddy. Be good, Tommy. Sorry about that. I called you Tammy. My bad. Later. All right. There he goes, man. 248-398-9279. We could do food trucks for a week, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Keyword trip. If you want to see the videos, email us a suggestion if you want to talk tripe. Tribe Talk with Ryan. There's a podcast.
Tribe Talk.
Tribe Talk with Ry. You seriously won't do that? Come on, man. Hold on. There's one more here. Is this Devo?
Yo.
Okay, where are we going? You got a suggestion?
Yep, Monroe, Clam Diggers. They have a potato pizza that's to die for, man.
Potato pizza?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I thought the same thing.
So it's a seafood place with a potato pizza. That's the weird. Okay, this is so confusing. Okay, Clam Diggers.
It's really just a bar on the river there, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they call it Clam Diggers. Amen. I mean, they have a. It's pretty cool.
Potato pizza. All right, we'll put it on the list, man. We'll go check it out. We're going to Google that right now. All right, you be Bob and everybody at Auto Owners Insurance and E.W. Smith Agency, providing auto, home, and business insurance in Michigan for over 100 years. Details online, ewsmith.com. They're our buddies who are making this possible every week. We're on to week 7. If you want to see the videos from the previous weeks, great food eating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you will make yourself hungry. Just text us. The keyword is...
trip.
Okay. Suggestions for this week were wide open. There's a ton of them that came in, Ryan.
Cheyenne said, hey, guys, please try JR Hometown Pub and Grill in Milan. Excellent food and atmosphere. Also, we got another one from 586. Try Beef Daddy's on Hall Road.
Oh.
Best Italian beef sandwiches ever. Beef Daddy's. I like that name.
Beef Daddy. That's one. Italian beef.
And then another one from Lady Jeff here. Great Italian restaurant. You guys have to go to family-owned Giovanni's in southwest Detroit.
Yep.
They make the pasta from scratch.
Yep.
Frank Sinatra even ate there.
Giovanni's is legend. Giovanni's was right across the street from Ganella's.
That's the Italian restaurant you showed me. Okay.
248-398-9279 again. Now, somebody we had spoken to Devo about was it Clam Diggers? And what was the pizza? Because you were looking at it.
Yeah, so it's called the potato pizza, but basically looking it up, it's a baked potato pizza. So they take sour cream as the sauce, and then you have mashed potatoes on top of it with bacon and cheddar cheese and stuff like that. So it looks like it's one of those one-and-done pieces. Like, all right, I'm good. I'll take the rest home.
But it looks good.
Oh, it looks good. Yeah. Okay.
Put that up on our Facebook page.
Okay.
We should put that up there. People can check it out. Carnival Market, someone said tamales, and they have the Wall of Salsas?
Wall of Salsas.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
We may wind up there this week.
Oh, is it like a dispenser, like jelly beans come in? You could just put your mouth underneath it and open up the thing?
Yeah, that'll work. In these times, that's a great idea. Yeah, perfect.
Just don't put your mouth on the...
Right.
On the opening, and you're good,
then you
right?
put your mask back on. Looks like you ate someone.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Burbs. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down the river!
East side.
West side.
Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenau.
And the voice of Battle of the Burbs, the one and only, the myth, the legend, the man, Ken Calvin. KC, the casual one. 852? What's the score? I apologize. I didn't ask you earlier.
Town River is still up. West side's back by 5. East side's back by 6.
This is my description of Ken. You get longer every day?
No, I'm just laughing. I've never heard anybody say that backwards.
Oh, the myth,
the legend, the man?
Yeah, you got to change it up every once in a while, man.
I'm sorry. Caught me off guard. Right.
I put the middle bun on top of my Big Mac. I'm a rebel, Dottie. I'm a rebel. You guys ready?
Yeah. Morning, yeah.
All right, you can turn the speaker over there. Jack, you're in charge over there. You're the judge, baby. You're the hammer.
I got it under control.
Okay. So now we got a problem. We'll explain in just a second how it's going to work. We'll start off with Robert. Robert, you're East Side. You ready, man?
I'm ready.
Okay. You'll yell out East nice and loud. Now, we have Downriver Dave, the original or the copy?
The original.
You'll yell out right. Down. And then we got West Side Dave. So we have two Daves here. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you guys doing?
See, okay. So we got Downriver Dave and West Side Dave. But you guys call out either east, west, or downriver. So this will work, right? This will work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we can do this. Two out of three wins. Jack's to our right with the bullhorn. He's the judge. Ryan and I have the questions. You ready, honey?
I'm ready.
Oh, it's a bobber. Okay, here we go. Question number one. Happy birthday to Bradley Whitford, rhythm guitarist for what band that taught us to...
Eastside.
Robert, what's the answer?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. I was going to say Walk This Way, but we got there. Okay, good job. East Side with one.
Number two, what kind of car did Burt Reynolds drive in Smokey and the Bandit?
Downriver, Dave.
Firebird.
Here, we'll take it. Yeah, Pontiac Trans Am. It was a Firebird, technically. Close enough for government work. East Side with one. Downriver with one. Question number three. What candy bar used the slogan, Gimme a Break?
Down.
Downriver.
Downriver, Dave,
Kit
for the win.
Kit Kat.
Okay, all right, good job, man. You have won the Battle of the Burbs t-shirt. West Side Dave and Robert will play three times tomorrow. Tomorrow's yep. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Forgot about that. So thanks for playing this morning, guys.
Later, guys, thanks.
All right, later, there goes. Downriver Dave just keeps it rolling, man. You going to talk a little smack here or just give us a downriver?
Hey, dude, they got these shirts in real men's sizes, man.
Well, yeah, we have them in big sizes. We don't have, like, small sizes.
Yeah, the last one I got was a size extra small or something. Like, I looked like the hillbilly with my gut hanging out the bottom of it, you know?
Well, maybe we just wanted to see you like that, Dave. You don't know.
I almost sent a picture. Of it with you guys on the wall, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go, yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. The guest program's closed. Right around 9:10, time for some sports. Big Jim's House Sports Report brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Pistons are on the road tonight in Orlando. Red Wings host Nashville at LCA. Tiger spring training underway. First full practice yesterday. First exhibition game, as far as I can tell, is Sunday with the Phillies. I still haven't been able to find out. I don't think they're playing a college game this year.
No, and because they usually put that up on the schedule where you can see it, and it's not up there. So it must be a COVID thing, right?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, but we got spring weather here, 42 for high. It's the same as it is down in Florida.
Yeah.
Could you handle being down in spring training in Florida right now for a couple months?
I'd be all right with it, right?
Oh, God. Wasn't your mom just down there?
Yeah.
Bad timing. You got to stay and go to a game. I don't even know if they're letting fans go to spring training. Seriously, we don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to check on that.
What about Toledo? Are they going to have minor league baseball this year?
I believe so. I believe they're going to have it because they didn't have it last year.
Yeah, because you brought up a good point earlier this morning. This is right around, you know, we're talking end of February. We were all in normal mode. We knew about COVID. We knew about the coronavirus, but we didn't know that it was going to become this, or at least we didn't acknowledge it, however you feel.
Right.
And then Rudy Gobert decided to mock all the reporters and the basketball game stuff and the whole world. Remember, during the Big Ten tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
The start of the Big Ten tournament and shut down right at the start of March.
Yeah, when they buzzed them all down. So at this time last year, we were still thinking we're going to get a full season of baseball.
Yeah, that didn't work out well, right?
Yeah. Eight games and a collectible hat is what it felt like, man. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Remember last year driving by Comerica Park and they were playing there? But you couldn't go in.
And there's nothing going on around it.
It's strange. Strange, man. It's going to be different this year. We guarantee it. Because Miggy's lost weight. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. Spring training Miggy always looks good, man.
Spring training Miggy, man. That's your weight loss goals, man. You want to look like Miggy in spring training. All right. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sports.
Big Jim's House.
CSX, Big Jim's House here right around 9:20. Big Jim, is Ryan Logan on the left. Your first home up for sale today. You nervous?
I'm kind of excited. A little nervous just because, you know, you obviously hope somebody comes and sees your house and It's that whole thing where, you know, we always think, like, nobody's listening to this stuff. It's the thing where nobody's going to buy my house.
Right.
You know?
Hey, man.
But I'm excited to, you know, sell it, and then me and Heidi will buy our first one together and start that next deal. So
there you go. And, you know, but to go back to, like, no one's looking. Zillow, and we had the SNL skit. Did we put that up by any chance?
Oh, no.
We'll put that up.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it, it's one of their best parody things I've done in a long time. It's fantastic. Tell people now, instead of looking at porn on the internet, you just Zillow.
Yeah.
It's true. It is absolutely true. Kathy was looking in your neighborhood just because on Zillow.
Oh, yeah.
We're not moving to Livonia anytime soon that I'm aware of, unless I don't, you know, but well, I'm telling you, everybody does it.
Well, me and Heidi, that's the funny thing, too, because me and Heidi will have, you know, we got a price range we're looking for, and I'll be like, hey, check this one out. And it's like a $15 million mansion from Nebraska. I'm like, she's like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just looking at.
We do have to put the Zillow listing up, though, of the one duplex with the mannequins.
Oh, God, yes.
It'll be up keyword house, okay?
It starts out normal.
This is a realtor who got PO'd because they just weren't going to clean up. Kept telling, I'm going to take pictures on Tuesday.
Yep.
And it goes sideways in a hurry. In a hurry. This is one screwed up house. So, yeah, well, good luck with it today. Now, how does this work? Because Heidi's working at home. If someone wants to look at the house, you got to leave because of COVID, right? You can't stay there.
Yeah, you can't be there. Everything's, you know, no contact. So we did it to where after 5 o'clock we can do showings and then anytime on the weekend.
Okay.
So all the way up until 9 o'clock at night if you're looking to come and check out the house.
And the good thing is realtors aren't pushy, so they won't try to get you out of there early before 5.
Oh, well, she's like, well, you'd be all right with what's going all the way till 9? I'm like, no, but I also want my house to sell, and the person I say no to come who wants to come at 8:30 at night could be the person who wants to buy the house.
Yeah,
so
you're screwed. You're going till 9. Now, do what we did. You don't leave the house. You just go hide in one of the closets, and when they ask questions, you answer them from the closet.
Oh, or we could sit up in the attic.
Same thing. How many bathrooms?
It's got 1.5.
What the hell was that? What is that voice?
Nothing. Just me, the guy in the attic.
Buy me! Buy me!
No, wait, that's your Pazookie's voice. Totally different.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Oh, we're out of here. Enjoy these spring-like temperatures. We're going to hit 42 today.
Yeah, it's going to get warm, man.
All day. You going to be out there with the shorts, getting the house ready?
Yep. Be out in the barn today, cleaning that up.
Ryan's house. They're selling their very first house. You're selling your house because this is before you married Heidi, so this is really your house.
Oh, yeah. You want to start that argument?
Oh, God. I know. Who had top billing on the invite for the wedding?
No, stop.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a real one. My house. I'm selling my house. No, it's our house.
Well, when you get married, you kind of everything becomes shared. So technically, she's right.
Yeah, but nah. Not until she changes her name. Boom! There's the bomb, Heidi.
Right. I'll tell you what. I'll leave the garage door open. You can come right through there because you're going to be sleeping in my house.
There's a backup
tonight
with appointments at Secretary of State and all that good stuff. She wants to be a Logan. At least I think.
You think?
I mean, I hope so.
Okay. This is a whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did I touch a nerve here? we won't. Good luck selling the house today. Your house, not hers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Donnie's coming in next to smack Ryan, apparently.
And it's Ryan and Heidi, not Heidi and Ryan.
God.
I'm kidding. God. Oh, I love you.
Ryan, you're talking to
that
her,
justifies
right?
It all, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
You just had to say that at the end?
Uh-huh. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying the same thing in marriage. I love you. Yeah, you can't say it after. You can't say it before. I love you, bud. I love you, bud. Just remember, I love you, bud. You'll be fine. All right. I'll be back tomorrow. He won't be. Jack, you better warm up. You might be in here, man. Ryan may die when he gets home today. Okay, Dahmer's coming up at the 3:03. I want to know what's going on with one of the stories today. He mentioned, what was the word? Oh, God, we're forgetting.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the bird. You never want to give the cops the bird.
But he said it like 5 times in his promo
bird,
today.
The double bird, the bird, the double bird, the bird.
What the hell is the double bird? We know what it is. Anyway, all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.